Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Mm.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
Okay, when we last left our characters, we left the German Sylvester in a pool of blackish mud with Tobias Higginbotham laughing at him nearby. In the shadows caused by the twilight wood, you can just see a small woodshed in the background. I'm not sure why I'm speaking in this voice.
Is the twilight wood meant to be intimidating? Because it sounds lovely.
In the twilight wood by the Dingle Dales.
Yeah.
So I'm still in the mud, like, or I've been picked up already?
We're going to join you as you're still spluttering in the mud.
Okay.
So two underhooks under the armpits pulling you, going, come on, yeah. You stupid German. I mean,
verdammt scheiße.
Did they not have woods in Hamburg? Yeah, Hamburg, right?
Nothing like this, I tell you.
Nothing like this. A log, my God.
As I swear, these things are moving. These trees, these branches.
Okay, let's just get into the shed and try and just clean you up. I'm gonna run over and I'm gonna walk over and try and push open the door, kind of let him dust off his knees and stuff.
The windowless garden shed is small, wooden, peeling green in color. The door is slightly ajar. Although when you lean against it, it doesn't open immediately. There seems to be something jammed against it from the other side.
It doesn't open immediately and opens, or it doesn't open immediately full
stop? It doesn't open. When you try and push against it, it doesn't open.
I'm just going to push hard. It seems to be stuck. Give me a hand. Sylvester, give me a hand. Push this with me.
Yeah, coming. So I run over and I start trying to give him a hand. Doing it. It's so what?
We're so fucked. I just know something's going to go badly. The door splinters and impales you. Okay, do we need to roll to push this, or what's the story?
No, you kind of push it, and it opens maybe another 6 or 7 inches, then is kind of pushed back against you. You think maybe something heavy is lent up against it, so you're pushing that back, but then as soon as you let go, the heavy weight pushes back against it again.
How ajar is it?
At the moment, it's back to about 3 inches, maybe 4 inches, but you can push it enough for one of you to squeeze through, you think.
Oh, can we just push it enough, and I'll put my head through?
That's smart, yeah.
That's real definitely clever. A way to get killed, isn't it? I don't imagine
is this character number 3?
Is it number 3? It could be number 4. I feel like I've had someone else at some point.
Soon to
I killed in the last recording. I did kill an NPC I was roleplaying. Remember the soldier that went off the boat?
Oh, yes.
It's Spencer, look, if we push it open and you hold it, I think I can squeeze through.
Super.
Okay, I'm holding...
Okay, do you have any kind of light or way of making?
I would say no. I've not set up a smoker, I think. I don't really, to be honest with you.
Okay, you squeeze
in. I would rummage around for a light in there, I guess.
Within is darkness. There is a litter of leaves and detritus on the floor, which crackles against your kind of well-polished shoes. Even in the dim dark from the tiny crack in the door, you can see there are many tools. Rakes, shovels, some hedge clippers, a pick, a saw, and so on. There is a wheelbarrow which is on its sort of back, leant up against the door, and it's that which is sort of stopping entry or easy entry.
I'm basically just going to... So it's standing up on its wheel, like its handle's against the door, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to, because I'm a small guy, I don't want to like pull it down. I'm just going to try and push it in the opposite direction, so not towards the hinges of the door, kind of slide it away from the door if I can.
Yeah, it tumbles with a crash, and it falls amongst the leaf litter, and a horrible smell is released, some sort of dank and rot, and you sense something sinister, almost evil about the little building. But when the door is finally pushed open, it reveals to be nothing more than a woodshed. Now the light has hit against the kind of areas where the tools were hidden, and you can see around. Can you both give me a spot hidden?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So other than why we're doing this, other than the trichus and the floor, it's just kind of like random gardening tools and hardware along the walls hanging
exactly,
up and stuff.
Yeah.
Is
I rolled a...
Versus...
Oh, wow, that hard success.
Critical success, even.
So, I'll let you go first, Curran, since you've got a big announcement with your roll.
My roll was 60 when I needed 25. Colossal failure.
Versus
I'm
the...
Blind. I pushed the roll.
Versus the... You might go blind. Versus the basic 25, I rolled a 3 for extreme success.
Okay, you're kind of looking around in the blackness, and you notice there's an area, like a rack, where various tools are hidden. Not hidden, sorry, where various tools are stored. And you think this was probably once very organised, and you can see that each one has like a drawing, like an outline of which tool should go on which rack. And quite clearly, near the end, you can see where there should be a mighty double-headed axe, and it is no longer there.
Isn't a double-headed axe technically a battle axe?
No, it's a felling axe, probably.
Man, you guys, that was a quick answer. I'm impressed.
Well, actually, I am quite an expert on axes. I can tell you about the hatchet, the felling axe, and the general woodcutting axe. I have many facts, so you have subscribed to Axe Facts.
AxeFacts.com.
Can you make a dummy Twitter account just called AxeFacts and just randomly tweet?
And,
please.
And
like
every
once a
day
week.
Give a really stupid axe fact.
Axe of the week, like once a week. That's all you have to tweet.
Anyway.
Oh boy.
Right, I think this is probably a good moment to go back to Finn and Spencer. At this moment, there is a pounding on the front door below you.
Pounding on the floor?
No, on the front door below you.
Front door. What you mean?
Someone's knocking
someone
on the door.
Knocking. Right.
So we creeped around the landing. We were about to go in the door. We heard try to enter the room where we heard the crash, and then before we could get in that room, we hear the front door
go.
Yeah,
someone's pounding on the front door.
No matter where we go, we get pulled in one direction. We come upstairs because we hear a crash. Now the door's going. What the hell is with this place?
Check this room first. I want to see what the hell's inside here. Then we'll go check out downstairs in a sec.
Something. Yeah, it's probably Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
They probably locked themselves out, the numbskulls.
So we're going to...
Okay, the door...
Spence, hand back, cover me.
Who's going to open
and
it?
I'm going to open it, but...
Do you know that way where you kind of like put your back against the wall and reach across and open the door with your hands as...
Yeah, which no one would ever do in real life.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the way I imagine.
So who's opening it? So the you thrust the door open, shine your torch inside.
Brandish my pistol.
Inside, gathering dust, is loot from tombs the world over. Pots, vases, statuettes, carvings, musical instruments, idols and more. Some leer and snigger at you from the darkness. And on the floor is the shattered remains of a red... clay urn, perhaps, with grey dust piling around it. There is another pounding from the door downstairs.
Hmm.
Is there any footprints or anywhere where the dust has been moved? Or
no, but you can give me a spot here.
Of course I can. Hits 40, so that's a pass.
Okay, you notice that there are actually a few that have been smashed, but the floor itself has this slick, almost slimy look to it, and particularly one area of the wall on the outside, where sort of that would be against the outside of the house, is sort of covered in this really horrible brown mold.
And no sounds of life.
No sounds of life.
Is the mold sort of centered on any particular artifact?
No, not at all. Not at all. Spreading across the entire sort of west wall, outside wall of the house.
But just the west wall. Is that the exterior wall? Yeah.
Are there any other doors in this room? I would be able to see, but...
None that you can see, no.
Okay.
Wishing I had anything to do with archaeology. It's like, are any of these artifacts from South America by any chance? Which I would not know. Anthropology, 1%, go! Syntax error, fail!
Type in 1.
Yeah, that's because you haven't done it.
25.
No, afraid not, sorry.
Push the roll. You smash your head against all the objects in the room.
I definitely don't know.
You know I did. I mean, they could quite easily be from South America, but they could quite easily be from Europe or from Egypt or from anywhere. It's just not your field of study at all. They do look pretty spooky, though. Like, they're sort of strange, twisted faces and bulging, distorted, deformed bodies and odd colours.
Look, Spence, this one's shaped like a dick.
Cut it out, Anders. We're here on business.
Hey, I don't know what you got in mind, but whatever raises your flag, eh?
Well, you're the one talking about dicks. Where the hell did that noise come from, then? Can I check for like any breezes or drafts?
There's no breeze or draft. It's quite clearly one of the pots is smashed quite recently. I mean, I said there's a few things that have smashed.
Right.
That's happened just now, and there's nothing in here. What the hell could be going on?
Well, the place is falling apart. They sort of give the floor a little wiggle to see if it feels
really
like
creaky, it's really rot. Loose.
Right. Well, could just be this place is rotten. I mean, I can't think of why this place would rot after a couple of weeks of being empty. Roll a luck roll to see if Spencer steps on another rotten board.
You make your way down the creaking staircase into the dark and dusty darkness. Ahead of you, the door is closed, and from behind it is a steady thudding, as if something hard and heavy is being hammered against the thick wood.
I was going to say, Spencer, you might want to just hide the gun, just in case. And I've sort of put the gun in my coat pocket, but still sort of holding it ready to shoot through my coat if I have to.
I kind of put the gun down by my side and slightly behind my the side of my trench coat, and I try to open the door with the other hand.
Okay, the door is stiff. Something odd considering it was so easy. Half an hour ago, not even that, and you open up to reveal your two erstwhile companions. The rich German is covered head to foot in black mud.
What the
Look
hell?
Look what I got! I found an orchid!
What the hell happened to you guys?
You smell like a tart's underwear, you German, you crop bastard.
You should have seen it, fellow. He tried to jump over a log. Just to see why he fell into mud. It was brilliant.
I kind of, like, hold my nose at the new smell that's empowering my nostrils.
It is extremely unpleasant out there. Extremely.
Yeah, we didn't find anything in the shed other than just a missing axe and leaves, detritus. There was nothing else.
Well, be careful in the house. This thing is freaking falling apart.
Did you guys find anything?
Other than the fact that this place gives me the willy, so far nothing. I mean, stuff's crashing, floorboards are breaking, the plaster's falling off the walls. It's like we thought we kind of saw maybe something moving in the walls. I don't know, or a rat. I don't know, but this place gives me a bad feeling.
I was convinced that the branches outside. Literally, it's like we were walking, right? I saw them. Then I walked around it, but I somehow it's almost like it moved or something.
And the mud that's on you is really unpleasant and actually almost kind of painful. You kind of, it'd be good to try and get it off, you know, wash it off. Maybe even get...
Is there a bathroom?
Oh, God.
Yeah, does it?
I was going to say, do you want to get some clothes out of that cloakroom? That explorer's outfit would look great on you.
I think you might be correct. So I head over.
I think he might want to get you naked.
So I go into the room and I change.
I was being very sarcastic about the explorer's uniform.
But as a German, I don't get the humor, right?
I know, that's the point.
Most of the stuff in the cloakroom is outdoor stuff. You'd probably be better off seeing if you can hunt down a guest bedroom or master bedroom, see if you can find something a bit more suitable. And as I said, maybe find a bathroom as well.
Well, I want to kind of like explore more of the ground floor of the house rather than going upstairs at the moment.
While I'm standing there, all this is happening. Is there any chance I can, I guess, roll an idea? But what I'm trying to think is, as I know all the stories about Kerwin and stuff, do we know where in the house the bodies were found or anything like that? Was there a pattern for were the two families found in the same area, in the same state? Is there anything like that in the newspapers?
Give me a history roll.
A history roll. Thankfully, I'm actually good at history. 50% is my cap. I rolled 95. I am not good at history. I am quite amused and taken by this orchid in my top pocket.
You could try and push it.
I'm not sure how you could push it. You'd need to... Because you need to do something to push it. I mean, what, like bang your head against the wall?
Something like that.
I squint really hard and think harder. Aneurysm.
Oh, meanwhile, maybe I think Spencer, you'd bought some bread and some food. Maybe you go into the dining room. I know this. You found some liquor in a cabinet. Where do you want to go, guys? Let's try and move this on a bit.
Yeah, not oily.
Yeah, we just want to finish searching the downstairs and then move on.
That's what I was really interested in, just finishing.
At this point, I've slicked the mud off myself, tried to dry myself with what part of the clothes weren't soaking, and I've changed into an explorer's outfit.
Okay. Okay.
Are you
staying together or are you guys splitting out?
Sticking together would probably be
we'll stick
idea.
Together.
I have no reason to go looking for a dead body. So
I've watched too many horror films to...
In 1920.
Well, as Spencer,
there's one horror film.
No, I've watched too many horror films.
Okay.
Man.
So let's just rapidly move from room to room, sort of going right first and then moving round the house.
Okay, the house seems to kind of sigh for a second. And you sort of notice this curious bulging across the wallpaper at the wood. And then you open up one of the nearest doors, which opens into a rather nice study. Although it's dark, and your torchlight cuts through the blackness in a rather spooky way, you can tell this is actually a really nice room, well furnished, and a lot of care has gone into it. Lying open on a roll-top desk is a book. It's in poor condition, and as you approach, you see that on the cover, it is the one that Arthur
Cornwith
took back from the library. It is The Missing People, The Tribe That the Jungle Swallowed by Thomas Pratt. The book is in poor condition, the binding is cracked, and there are odd stains, and the pages, as you kind of look through it, seem to be quite loose.
Hey, Professor, have a look at this book here. It's the one the rich boy took back out of the library, his own book.
So, can I just peruse through it and look at it and see what kind of state it's in, if it's been used, where it's come from, possibly?
If you want to give it a good study, you're going to have to sit and do it for an hour to get any real information from it. But it's published in 1913, so reasonably modern. Can you give me an anthropology role? See if you know anything about the author, Thomas Pratt.
With my 1%, I will. I got 21.
No, I mean, he's published in Oxford, England, so maybe very difficult to know.
So, with my library use, I wouldn't know anything about the fact he's a famous author. and having studied all of
library
the books,
uses more your ability to get information from a library or from files. And you know, it's about understanding the organisation rather than understanding the book itself. You'd actually have to give me an English use.
History. Oh, I can give you an English.
It's going to take about an hour if you want to.
Okay,
let's leave the professor here.
I'm going to literally fascinating and just literally where I'm handed, like lean back against the wall, slide down and slouch, just sitting down reading, flicking through. Fascinating.
Funnily enough, you notice so there's the house seems to be mainly done through gas. So there are a number of lamps and light fixtures in the walls, and actually when you try and attach the light to them, it does sputter to life, giving the room a warm glow.
Alright, you make yourself cozy here, we're going to carry on.
Okay, my star, do I need to roll or does it come back to me and we'll roll?
No, we'll come back to you in a bit. Okay. So, the next room you open is a storage room. So, who would like to go in?
Ooh, yes, storage!
I'm probably leading the party at this point, because Spencer's got the heebie-jeebies, and let's face it.
Okay, it's filled with junk, boxes, barrels, crates, and so on. There's a large area of mould and moisture covering the centre of the room.
Like the floor?
Yeah, right in the centre, there's kind of a huge pool of
mould. Do I see anything heavy lying around?
Yeah, there's boxes and barrels.
Kind of pick up the heaviest thing I see, and instead of stepping into the sort of rotten-looking area, I just toss the heavy thing into the center, quite hard.
The entire floor collapses down into it, spraying up a sort of dust and a horrendous smell, and a black hole is revealed.
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't walk into that one. Sort of try to shine my light flashlight down into it without getting too close to the edge.
Kind of flash my flashlight down as well and kind of look over to Anders and say, well, that's probably something you shouldn't tell them you did.
Oh, well, it's not the first dank hole I've been down.
I think you've kind of broken into what appears to be a coal cellar. There's a door leading off probably into the main cellar itself. The room itself is mainly filled with coal. You also notice to the right there's like a hatch probably leading up into a garden entrance.
I feel like we should have like the Indiana Jones, you know, why is it always fucking snakes? Or should we, why is it always fucking coal cellars?
It's a throwback to The Haunting right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of that, isn't it?
Maybe if I give you a quick overview of the rest of the house. So there's various rooms. You see a dining room. There is one place laid, and there's some broken glass across the floor. When you look, you kind of realise that it's an ornate pepper holder. Pot, as it were. There's no sign of a salt pot, unfortunately. There's a kitchen. Various sort of herbs and spices arranged on shelves. There's like some larger tins of things like flour. There's a laundry room, a pantry. Sort of, there's a horrible smell coming from the pantry, and you open a cupboard in shock, and it turns out it's just kind of rotting meat in an ice
box. But there's nothing else downstairs of any great note or value.
No, not really. And you certainly don't find any sign of the missing Arthur Cornthwaite.
So what, that taking us like 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. We break out the sandwiches quickly while Mr. Professor finishes his reading.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hungry.
Sounds delightful.
So you said there's peppers or like other condiments lying around?
Are you actually going to make a sandwich?
I'm curious to the fact that, I'll admit, I'm going off of Joe's slip-up and saying, unfortunately, there's no salt. And I'm like, is there any salt anywhere?
Well, where are you looking? The dining room or the kitchen? Give me actually, you don't even need to give me a spot. There are loads of canisters. So there's flour, sugar, tea, coffee. Actually, there is one missing, one of the tins missing, and it could quite easily be salt. You try the taps, they don't work.
Huh.
It's going to be a giant slug, boys. He's taking his one weakness.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for sort of medying that, because it was just Joe saying, unfortunately, the salt. But,
Also, it's not a pot, it's a fucking shaker. That's driving me head.
Yeah. No, it's called a pepper pot. That's what you call it here. It's a what? Salt. It's a pepper pot and a salt shaker.
Yeah.
You English people are weird.
Okay. Okay. So just that was just to pass the time till Owen's finished.
Has he finished? So
we have a sandwich and we go back to find out what.
Can you do your English role, please?
English. Oh, nice.
His English role.
So that's my language. Owen,
I know speaking English so good.
73.
Hello, Martian.
$5. I read book very good.
I got 91. So I didn't really I can't really read it. It's an old book. It's fading. I'm gonna like stand up under the gaslight and push that roll. I swear to God,
I'm gonna destroy another important manuscript.
If I fail twice, your face melts off. If I fail twice in a 73, so I gotta
say the odds are in your favor, but.
They're always in my favor. I still fail. I got a 91 on my first one versus 73. On my second one, I got a 41.
Yay!
I don't burn to death.
Okay. You get called back into the study. Do you want to do your call? I'm not even sure why.
That was always going to happen. Guys, look what I found. It may or may not be exciting. I can't really tell just yet.
It's about 5:30 outside. Although still light, the clouds are beginning to cover the sky. And you do hear in the distance a roll of thunder in the direction of Gamwell. As I said, the book is called The Missing People, the tribe that the jungle swallowed. The summary, the book concerns a South American tribe in ancient times whose existence is testified by various ruins, but whose demise of whose demise nothing is known. The book is based on legends of the tribe and archaeological discoveries. Pratt, the author, makes note of the tribe's religious fervour and conjectures that they may have been wiped out in a civil holy war. He mentions, in particular, something called a Great Dome, depicted in carvings and art. He believes that this was an actual stone structure, and that maybe it could still stand, and may well house the last secrets of this missing people. Various points, the name The Great Dome is circled and scribbled in by possibly Arthur Cornthwaite himself.
Is there any iconography or languages other than English in this book?
No, and in fact, Thomas Pratt himself does not seem to be the greatest of authors, and you do wonder about how good a historian or anthropologist he actually is. Like, it reads more like kind of
sensationalist
tabloid, sensational journalism than it does of a serious anthropological study.
Look, guys, look, I come. Can I come running out of the library to where they are, basically in the kitchen? I guess it's probably better than me calling them in, which is probably what I do. Guys, look, this book.
What?
It's all about this.
What did you find?
Oh, this book is all about this weird missing tribe. Something, I mean, this fellow is his spelling leaves are not to be desired, and it's not the greatest academic piece in the world. But it's about this lost tribe. No one really knows what happens. He theorizes, without much facts, that maybe a religious civil war happened, and then this Cornway fellow has circled all of these. What do you call it? The missing dome?
Yeah, the Great Dome. So an idea that maybe there was a huge, perhaps semi-spherical building that housed some sort of secrets to how this entire people went missing.
He says here, it's about this Great Dome. He circled it many places and it's this Great Dome circled repeatedly. I mean, the dome for the millennium. Some sort of millennium dome, if you will. No?
What's a millennium dome?
I don't know. It's not very clear. He's very sensationalist. He's coming up with these weird terms. But Arthur Cornwaite seems to be obsessed with finding this. I assume, and we'll all be circling this Great Dome.
It's strange that he would have gotten rid of all of his other books about South America, but this one he keeps, which, from what you say, sounds like the worst of the lot.
Hey, it's all rubbish. There's nothing in here that tells us where Arthur Cornthwaite is or any indication of where he might have gone. This just seems to be a massive waste of time.
I mean, guys, what year is this set in, Joe?
1924.
Guys, I mean, this is a sensational piece, yes, but I mean, all of the exploring in the tombs in Egypt, they're finding various kings all the time, stuff that was believed to be myth and legend. This is my area of study, so yes, it's not the best written piece, but there could be some truth to it, and perhaps Cornwaite, like myself, wants to find this great mythological legend that may or may not be real, this great dome.
Well, yes. Just to insert, you're absolutely right. King Tut was 1922 by Howard Carter.
Huh. Perhaps, damn it, I wish I knew that beforehand. So, like, King Tut, that I'm sure you heard about, Mr. Carter in Egypt, he found that, and his people said it was only a legend, it wasn't real, it was lost to time. Perhaps this great dome is Cornwaite wants to chase that dream and become the next Mr. Carter.
Well, he does have a room of gewgaws upstairs, all kinds of funny artifact-looking things. You know, like you'd be in a museum. Not that I haven't been in one.
Just to interrupt, you look over and see your German friend is staring with almost horror out the window at something passing by.
Mein Gott.
It seems to be a man dressed in blue, and only you've seen it, Sylvester, no one else has, dressed in blue with a rifle over his shoulder, an ancient-looking musket, and he's walking round the side of the house, sort of near the bottom of the garden, near where the kind of the foliage meets the house as such, and he just disappears off into the darkness.
I've just seen a man with a musket. He was walking on the grounds. He just simply disappeared. I don't understand.
Anders, come with me. And I kind of like stand up immediately and start running towards the front door to get outside.
There's a light drizzle outside. To your left, you notice what seems to be a large object, possibly a car, covered in some sort of tarpaulin. At the end of the garden, there's no sign of any figure.
You sure that Jobin wasn't just seeing things? He's been a bit jumpy tonight.
I mean, he has been talking. I assuming I followed him out. Sorry, he has been talking about moving routes, and I think he might have been drinking, guys. He's talking gibberish. Perhaps we just entertain him. Sylvester, as he walked out the door. How are you doing?
I shine my flashlight around into the darkness, trying to pick out any movement.
So it's only about sort of 5:36. So it's not going to get dark for another sort of 3 hours or so, right. Maybe even more.
Oh right, it's still blazing daylight.
It's just because because the clouds have come over and it's beginning to rain. Right. And obviously, with the trees growing so high around you, and the sort of claustrophobia of the way that they kind of curve in above, makes it seem darker. Your feet do sink quite far into the leaf mould, so if there was someone walking, they would definitely leave tracks, and that there was no sign of any. Okay.
Can I check what's under the tarp?
Yeah, you pull the tarp back, and it is a very, very nice roadster, probably only 3 years old.
This is what I call a car.
Can I... I still... To this day, we don't know if 1920s cars use keys to start. But
that's a good point. I sort of kick the tires and see if it looks like it's still running.
Yeah, good condition. Really good condition. Really expensive. Really nice car.
Really new?
About 3 years old.
At this time of car manufacturer, that's as old as they get, pretty much. Guys, look, you can look at that car later. You were saying about this artifact room. Where's this artifact room? I would love to see it. I could possibly figure out where he's gone to explore this great dome.
Alright, it's upstairs.
We can take you to it, but just mind your freaking step.
We should lead the way, boys! As I walk way behind them.
Should probably check some of the other rooms while we're up there.
It's been 269 hours of playing on Roll 20. It's the first time Owen has walked behind someone anywhere.
Yeah. In my, you have quite good longevity. I keep walking in front for some reason.
Okay. You walk up to the stairs, which creak ominously as you begin to step up them to reach the landing. Across the open landing to the bottom side of the house is the half-open trophy room. On your right is the door to the master bedroom, and there are various other doors opening. Spencer, you notice that at the end of the corridor around here, there is a trapdoor leading up into an attic.
Right, so the trophy room that you're looking for is just round the bend in the corridor going across over there, and I point it out and point to the door, and I basically tell him to watch his step as it is very treacherous.
Okay. While he's doing that, Spence, why don't we check the other rooms here?
Yeah, I really want to check out what's in here.
I will stay with Higginbottom.
So you're going to walk around there as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at some of the stuff.
Okay. Is this one here, right? Am I wrong with that?
Yeah, that's the...
So while you're exploring the trophy room, what, Spencer and Anders, where are you up to?
So we are going to have a look in the master bedroom and work our way along the corridor, checking in all the rooms. It's quite surprising to me that we haven't already done this, but with everything else that's already gone on and been happening, then I guess
we're quite surprised no one's died yet.
Well, I've tried.
Yeah, he had a go.
Look, the floor is rotten.
That's why I said, mind your step.
Okay, this expensively furnished room contains an awful lot of clothing and personal possessions kind of spread across. On the actual bed, which is large, there's a suitcase, probably half filled with various sort of belongings spread around it. There are probably several valuable objects as well, kind of glinting in the half light. The ceiling of this room is moist, and you can see that water is occasionally dripping suddenly from the centre. The fireplace as well also shows moisture around the edges. Scattered near the fireplace are 9 partially disassembled shotgun cartridges. The powder and shot has been scooped out and separated into neat little piles. You also notice that directly in front of the fireplace are a pair of fluffy blue men's slippers. And as you step into the room, can you give me a spot hidden, guys?
Out of 50, I roll a 22. Hard success.
No, that was me.
Oh, shit. I roll a 63.
You rolled 63.
Damn it.
Stay away from my thunder.
As you step across the entranceway to the room, your feet crackle and crunch across a line of white crystals which are blocking the doorway, or sort of forming a line around the doorway.
Can I step over them carefully instead of... I guess I didn't notice them soon enough.
Yeah, they seem to have been kind of sort of scattered as you guys have gone into the room, breaking your line.
Can I bend down and inspect this white crystal?
Yeah, I mean, it's white crystals. I mean, it could...
they're kind of
square shaped. I'm not going to make you give me a chemistry roll or anything. I mean, it looks like salt. It's probably the.
Does it taste like salt?
It does. And actually, when you kind of look down, you see the discarded salt pot or salt shaker for our Irish listeners.
Hey.
So yeah.
Let's face it. It's just Owen.
Kern is Irish. Fuck you. That's racist.
I know. But Kern isn't thick.
Oh, actually, Owen, if you check the cupboard, you might find some ointment for that sick burn.
Yeah, if you check my character sheet, I have it in writing that it's 73 intelligence, so fuck you, buddy.
If only fantasy lived up to reality.
Okay, in the trophy room, as we've said before, there are a number of ancient and mysterious looking artifacts, from musical instruments to funerary pots to pitchers to strange idols. A few of them look broken and shattered.
These are not very well kept.
Basically, I'm going to just look around the room, see basically all the ornaments, everything is kept. Has he any trophies or ornaments kept from his travels, and see is there any historical significance to any of the items lying around the room, if possible.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to give me, Yeah, history would do.
I got an 8 versus 50, which is an extreme success.
Oh, wow. Really, anthropology will give you the nuts and the bolts of it, but you can see, or the details of it, sorry, but you can see with your history roll that there are a lot of very rare, a lot of very expensive items. A lot of them seem to be associated with death. There are, yeah, as I said, there are these kind of urns and funerary tokens. And
how old, possibly?
I'd say at least 500 years.
Right. Is there... So these urns and various death motifs, is there any writing, iconography on this that I could use potentially an ancient language on, which I have many of?
No, not really. Not really anything that's sort of catching your eye of any interest, no. I'd say that nearly all of them are from South America.
What's the most expensive thing? What do I think is the most expensive thing there? And can I carry it on my person?
Yes, a couple of the smaller idols.
Okay, they're going to go into the top pocket along with my little orchid. If they're that small. And then I think, look, these, I must take these back to my office, back to the library to study a bit about them. They seem to be from South America, Sylvester. I don't know much about that. My area is more Sumeria, ancient Greek, Arabic areas. So maybe we should go talk to the other guys and
Tobias,
see if they have...
Tobias, I don't care how you word it. This is still stealing. You understand that, yes? I'm okay with you stealing, but you cannot simply justify it by stating otherwise. Hmm?
Are the British stealing the history of Egypt? We don't know that. We won't know that for 80 or 90 years. Look, it's not stealing. It's for the betterment of our understanding of the world. Okay, this is it's almost science, my friend. Now let's go find the other fellows and see what they've discovered, and that's hopefully they'll fill us in on everything they've learned.
That's probably for the best.
Okay, you cross the landing, avoiding a hole in the floor that looks like where a foot's gone through, and you find yourself in a lushly decorated master bedroom, and you see your two companions are bent down before a mouldering fireplace examining 9 shotgun shells that seem to have been disassembled in front of a frilly pair of blue men's slippers, or fluffy pair of blue men's slippers.
I was there's his suitcase, half packed. I guess that puts paid to the idea that this guy's just gone on vacation, huh? Not looking too good for our rich friend here. What's he doing with the shotgun shells? That's just weird.
I don't know what's going on here, but why is there salt poured out on the floor? Why has there been shotgun shells very carefully been unloaded in neat piles?
Does anyone want to give me an occult roll?
I can try.
Maybe he was going to light them. I mean...
I actually have 25. I rolled an 18 against 25. I succeeded in my occult roll.
Nice. Okay, I mean, it's sort of the tales of ghosts and ghouls are very in vogue right now. And you have heard of salt being used as a barrier, sort of circles of salt to block out ghosts and phantasms and demons and such like. And you wonder if perhaps this entranceway has been blocked with...
Yeah, you spent many hours whiling away reading a yellow rag called Supernatural. There's another one I quite like called Buffy.
So I rolled 16 versus my 25 in that cult. Can I focus mine on the... Because I'm talking about lighting the shotgun shells. The possible occult significance of that? If there is any.
No, nothing. Nothing you've ever heard of, no. No, very odd. I admit that you have piles of incense at seances and maybe... I'm not sure if gunpowder would be a good replacement for that.
Look, guys, I know a small bit of occult from the various myths and legends I've studied, and I've never seen any gunpowder or shotgun powder or shells used. I mean, incense and stuff, yes, and burning candles and various things, but never explosives.
I need you guys to give me a list.
Before we do that, just, I'm a fairly superstitious fellow, even though I try not to show it. I just grab a handful of salt off the floor and sort of put it in one of my pockets.
Is there any...
scoop up a good handful.
Is there any...
Well, I thought we said we already broken it.
Oh my God.
Is there any salt left in the shaker?
A little bit,
I'll
yeah,
pick
not
up
much
the
though.
Shaker and...
John, give me a spot
hidden.
Hang on, are we doing listen or what?
Just
if you're just doing the shaker.
Okay, so spot hidden, then we'll go to listen, because that can become really unclunky for anyone.
Oh, yes!
Wow, 2 against 85.
Spencer, I fucking hate you.
Okay, you see two things. First of all, there is a diamond tie pin, which seems to have fallen off the bed and is almost wedged between two floorboards. Secondly, you notice under the bed is a large can, similar to that of flour and coffee in the kitchen, which could have been salt, although even from this angle you can see it's empty. Lastly, you can see under the floorboards through the cracks, there appears to be moisture or water or something underneath, like sort of catching the light from your torch.
We're so fucked.
Very odd.
Yeah,
I epically failed mine. 83 against 50.
I also rolled an 82 versus 20.
And I passed. 31 v 33.
I rolled a 39 out of 40.
Okay, Sylvester von Hindelberg and Spencer Randall, you hear someone or something is creeping up the stairs towards you. Considering how creaky the stairs are, they are doing a very good job of keeping quiet.
It's probably the man with the gun. Do you hear that, Spencer?
I do. And I kind of like raise my gun up.
Hi there. Welcome to my airship, the Delorean. My name is Deok Brown. And I'm here to tell you that the How We Roll crew also won an amazing Dungeons & Dragons game using the 5th edition rules and starring me, the universe's one and only Magiantist. And you'll be happy to know that Chapter 2 of this epic campaign will be released in less than a month, as soon as Joe pulls his finger out and adds the amazing sound effects and music kindly provided by BattleBards.com. Here, stunning spell effects like Magic Missile, Teleport, and my favorite, the Fireball. Be amazed by the stunning sounds of battle. Background music like this, Medieval City. And even glorious music, such as this dwarven chant. Now before we go, we'd like to thank Nerdbilly GM and Jan S for their amazing iTunes reviews. And we'd also like to give a huge thank you to Nick Cook for becoming our latest Patreon. He is helping the show keep going and gets early access to our latest shows. Thanks, Nick. I've got to go now, but see you again in 4.